Calling Eagle Moss Collections. This is Whitney. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi, this is Robert Zabowski calling. Let me give you my customer number.
Okay, let me get logged in, sir, and I'll be more than happy to take a look at your account. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm getting logged in. One second. I'll go ahead and get the order number from you, and I'll have it when we get when I get logged in.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready for that order number. Then I'll get logged in.
Okay, the customer number is 322-9615-0001.
All right, one moment, please. All right, sir, I'm getting logged in. One moment, please.
Okay.
Let's see, it's almost done searching. One moment, please. All right, sir. What is your first and last name and the address, please?
Robert Grabowski, 3717 Rain Creek Court, Palm Harbor, Florida, 34685.
One moment, please. And how may I help you with your account today?
I'm going to need a replacement part for my DB5. It's the left rear wheel. The part number is DB5UK062C. the rear wheel collapsed on me. The four screws that hold the assembly together, three are stripped out. We can't tighten them.
All right, let's see. And which issue is this again, sir? I'm sorry.
The issue, I really don't know. I'm reading, let's see. Is the issue the, or the issue 16?
Issue 16?
Right.
And did you receive it broken, damaged, or?
No, well, you couldn't tell it was damaged because that's the left rear wheel assembly before you put the tire on. And I had the car just about completed. And when I put all the weight of the body and so on the rear wheel, my rear wheel collapsed on me. And when I, on examination, I found there are four screws that hold the assembly together before you put it on the axle. Three of the screws are so loose you cannot tighten them down. They're stripped out. And oh, there was only one screw partially holding it, and it couldn't take the weight of the car. So I couldn't tell it was damaged when I assembled it until I put some weight on it.
All right, sir, one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, sir, I'll go ahead and get issue 16 reshipped. One moment, please.
That's not 16. It's 62.
That's the part. I'm sorry, 62.
Right.
One moment, please. I'm having trouble getting this reship option to work. It's spinning for me. One moment, please. All right, sir, I'm still with you. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, let's see what's going on here. All right, it's still so issue.
It was issue 16.
16 or 64?
No, it was in issue 16, and the part number was 62C.
Okay. Did you just recently get it, or was it a while back?
Pardon me?
Did you just recently get this, or was it a while back?
It was a while back.
So it'll be issue 16, right?
Right.
Because 62 was just sent out in 2020, so it was a while back. So issue 16, right?
Right.
All right. Got it. One moment.
Yeah, the order date was 08/28/2020.
So that would be issue 62.
Well, I guess we're not. I don't know. When you're referring to issue 62, what are you referring to?
See what's in issue 62. One second, please.
Well, here on the invoice, okay, it says DB5 build up issue 62 CMC, and then the item number is D as in dog, B as in Baker, 5, U as in uncle, K as in kilo, 062C.
Yeah, so it'll be 62C. Okay, let me get that one right. Shipped out. All right, I'm still with you. One moment.
Thank you.
All right, getting 62, so let me get to it. This is taking forever. I'm sorry, sir. It's taking me forever to get this pulled up. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, still with you. So 62. All right, 62. All right, sir, I did go ahead and get this issue 62C shipped out for you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
That was it. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling into Eagle Moss Collections. Enjoy your day, sir.
You too.